This is another side story that I have remember vividly, and I have PTSD. And everybody know, and my friend knows about that. Because we was on the boat for so long, like a week, we don't have much water or food. That hit me. And when I was Anderson Base, Air Base in Guam, before I come to United States, they gave us food. They serving us, they gave us food. And I stockpiled it. I collecting cereal, milk, jute, bread in my bag. I took my clothes out because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what to expect. And that's why I have to collect food for my brother and sister. I did not know that on the airplane they're serving you. I didn't know that. And then when we hit to the gap to Harrisburg Area International Airport, I felt ashamed. I felt really ashamed because I have all this bag of food and I couldn't take it out. I had to leave it on the plane. Even now, 40 some years later, still. Everywhere I go, and I'm telling you right now, if you go to my car, you will see water, cracker, cookies in the car, and the blankie. And I have a sleeping bag too, because I don't know where I will be the next, where my next meal is. Even I know that I have freedom here, I have everything that I have it here. I can stop by McDonald's, I can stop by restaurant to eat, but I never know what will be happening. And so uncertain. All my friends, while I'm working in the community and I'm traveling to conferences, I always have food and water, and everybody come and they're hungry. They talk to each other and they said, go find where whole tank room is and you will have food there. And that's my PTSD, because I was starving. And now I just food everywhere I go, it's just food in there. I don't let my refrigerator empty. I say that.